This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I have extraordinary good news to share with you today. Hemp has been legalized across America. Hemp prohibition has ended because of President Trump and a Republican Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, and of course the others who voted for this. But President Trump signed it. Republicans pushed this. Hemp is now legal to grow from a federal standpoint everywhere in America. This is, it's a 50-year-long achievement. It's something that we've been fighting for practically our entire existence as a publisher and a science organization. And it's here. It's done. President Trump did this. So for those of you who are Trump supporters, this is further confirmation of the benefit of electing an outsider to come in who is not a conservative Republican, even though he ran as a Republican. He's not someone who is opposed to legalized cannabis. Even though this bill isn't yet legalizing cannabis nationwide, it is legalizing industrial hemp, which, by the way, is the cannabis plant, just in case you're curious. There's the hemp plant and the cannabis plant are, in fact, exactly the same plant. Hemp is cannabis, in case you were curious about that. It's just that there are slight varieties in the level of chemical constituents. So in this federal bill, hemp is described as plants that have less than 0.3% THC. They may have very high CBD. In fact, they probably will. Many growers will grow high CBD plants. But this now allows America, well, let me just add this. And those of you who are opposed to Trump should step back and realize that Obama did not do this. This probably would never have been done by Hillary Clinton. This was an outsider, Trump, who legalized this. And it was a Republican senator who pushed for this, even sponsored the bill, a Republican. So hemp legalization has been accomplished by Republicans. Republicans are the same party that passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. They are the same people who freed the slaves in America. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Republicans have always been about increased freedom and individual liberty, even though they're not always moving quickly enough on that, but that's their core view. And this just proves it yet again, because hemp legalization is pro-food freedom, it's pro-medical freedom, it's pro-agriculture freedom. This is a major milestone. Now, of course, from one point of view, it's absurd that the government ever criminalized hemp in the first place. That is absurd. That shows the tyranny of government gone bad. And the fact that cannabis, you know, high THC cannabis is still so controlled by the government is an affront to liberty. In my view, all varieties of hemp, including medical cannabis, should be decriminalized. And the government, well, the federal government in particular, should have no restrictions on the harvesting or the retailing of this product, as long as it meets, you know, safety requirements, honest labeling, scientific validation, and those things. But we're far from that. It's going to take a while to get there. And yet this hemp legalization bill that has been signed is a huge first step to getting us there. What it means effectively is that American farmers will now be able to grow industrial hemp and harvest hemp seeds, hemp oils, hemp fiber, hemp stalks, you know, even effectively hemp extracts that naturally contain CBD and other cannabinoids will be able, all this will be able to be grown in America. In fact, we're watching Texas very closely because wouldn't it be cool if we could grow our own industrial hemp and process it ourselves and grow it without any kind of pesticides? You know, we have our own lab. We can test CBDs. I'm actually the co-author, the co-developer of a peer-reviewed, published CBD cannabinoid quantitation mass spec analysis paper that has appeared in, it was published in the LCGC journal. And I'm the co-author of it. I actually did a lot of that work in my lab. So we have the lab to test cannabis. We have the lab to test for pesticides and glyphosate. We're doing glyphosate testing right now. Soon, everything that we sell at the Health Ranger store that is our brand will be glyphosate tested. A lot of it's already glyphosate tested. A lot more is coming. In fact, I'm headed over to the lab today. I've got to run some new standards because we have we've got a new column in place. Anyway, it's just a side note. But this is huge. This bill is huge because up until now, we've all been importing hemp seeds and hemp oils from Canada mostly. But, you know, China produces a lot of this and India produces some of it as well. But Canada has been a huge producer. And Canada has a very short growing season compared to the United States. Hemp grows like crazy in states like Kentucky or Georgia. And believe it or not, there's a state called New Hampshire, which was named after hemp. It actually was Hempshire, the shire where you grow hemp. No, I don't mean hobbits, just a place for hemp. That's how the state got its name. Hemp will grow all in the Carolinas. Hemp will grow in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, all over the place. Grows like a weed, huh? That's strange. Funny name that is. But now we'll be able to grow in America and produce American hemp seeds and hemp oils and hemp protein and hemp fiber, out of which you can make hemp t-shirts and hemp socks and hemp, you know, car parts if you want, bumpers and such. Hemp fiber has thousands of uses. It's incredible. And there's nothing wrong with Canadian hemp. I mean, it's great that Canada has been providing this, and Canada was way ahead of the United States on this. We languished under the Obama administration, which was all about tyranny and economic destruction. You know, Obama was shutting down the energy industry and was shutting down agriculture, was shutting down natural medicine, everything. Under Trump, we are now a net energy exporter. America has become, in essence, energy independent. That's huge all by itself. We are producing a surplus of energy and exporting it to other countries now. I mean, even on a net, an aggregate scale, we're a net exporter. And now we have legalized industrial hemp. This is huge. I can't overstate the importance of this. And before long, you know, America is going to be, I think, probably maybe the second or third largest producer in the world of hemp products. It won't be long after that before the FDA finally changes its rules and allows CBD products to be marketed as CBD. You know, currently the FDA has restrictions on that because they say, oh, there's a company studying CBD as a prescription drug, and therefore nobody can sell CBD as a dietary supplement. That's absurd. That means that if some company studied vitamin C as a prescription drug, that nobody could sell vitamin C. That's the FDA's position. It's insane. Nevertheless, things are changing rapidly. So this is good news. It's good news for all of us. Trump did this. Trump deserves huge credit for this. In fact, 2 years ago, I said, you may recall this on some podcast about Trump. I said, there are like two or three things that Trump needs to do to get elected, reelected in 2020. One of those is to end the prohibition on hemp and cannabis. So this fulfills most of that. I also said that Trump needs to push for GMO labeling. That is unlikely to happen, by the way, because of the corporate influence on legislators. You know, Bayer, which bought Monsanto, has been pushing for non-transparency on food labels, so they don't want consumers to know what they're eating. But Trump could also, he could legalize natural medicine and end the criminalization of naturopathy. That would be absolutely huge. Anyway, the bottom line here, and you can stay up to date on more news from the White House at whitehouse.news. That's one of our websites. The bottom line here is Trump just handed a huge victory to all of us, conservatives, libertarians, liberals, progressives, whatever. all of us who are pro hemp, pro medical cannabis, pro natural medicine, Trump just gave us a massive victory. So it's another big reason to continue to support Trump. You may not agree with everything he does, and I don't agree with everything he does either, but nobody is fighting for America like Trump is. He is a fighter and he's effective. He's getting it done. This is yet more proof that that's happening. And amazingly, he's doing this in an environment where the entire bureaucratic deep state system is working against him every single day. And yet, even then, he has managed to get hemp prohibition terminated in America. That is historic. And that's another reason why Trump is a great American leader. Read more at trump.news. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.